Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Today we will be reading Prabhupada Tells a Story. During Srila Prabhupada's last days in Vrindavana, he used to be carried up and down the stairs in a palanquin chair. His habit was to take rest during the day in his bed on the roof. One day, going up the narrow staircase from the first floor to the roof, Sathadhanya Maharaja carried the rear portion of Prabhupada's palanquin by its two handles and another man carried the front. Tamala Krishna Goswami led the group and Upendra Dasa followed, carrying Prabhupada's drinking lota and quilt. Suddenly, Srila Prabhupada began to laugh uncontrollably. The devotees were amazed because Srila Prabhupada was very ill and had been silent and grave. "Do you want to hear a funny story?" he asked. They all answered, "Yes, Prabhupada." "Let us go upstairs. There I can say." While Upendra rushed to get his tape recorder, the others brought Srila Prabhupada to the roof, placed him on his bed and sat at his feet. Srila Prabhupada's body was very gaunt from the months of fasting and he lay back but continued laughing. "There is a Bengali proverb," he said, "Garib manuska chinga khai hakta gelo gauda jaya." Just to say it made Prabhupada laugh more. The devotees remained mystified and expectant. "Now I'll explain," said Srila Prabhupada. "Garib manush. Garib means poor and manush means man." Again Srila Prabhupada broke into laughter, his thin body shaking and his whole face smiling. "Kachinga khai," he continued. "Kachinga means grasshopper. Kai eats. So this poor man has nothing to eat except he is finding some grasshoppers and eating them. Garib manush kachinga kai hakta gelo. But when he goes to pass stool, gauda jaya, he rides on a big white horse." Prabhupada laughed loudly and all the devotees sat by in amazement. Then Prabhupada turned to Upendra and said, "You understand?" Upendra's face became red in non-understanding. Sathadhanya Maharaja was thinking, "I hope Prabhupada does not ask me." Sathadhanya turned to Tamala Krishna Maharaja and whispered, "Tamala, do you understand?" Tamala Krishna Maharaja gave an unsure nod and said, "Yes," but he remained silent. Prabhupada said, "Just see, Garib Manush. He is a poor man eating only grasshoppers. But when he goes to pass stool, he rides a big white horse." But when Prabhupada saw that they could not understand, he explained further. "Similarly, I am a sannyasi. So a sannyasi is a beggar, a poor man. I am a poor man. And yet when I have to go to sleep, then four men must carry me in a palanquin." In this way, they all laughed and enjoyed Prabhupada's story, but not quite as much as did Prabhupada himself. Thank you. Hare Krishna.